And welcome to episode 261 of the Towelite Talk podcast. This is Casey.
And this is Chris.
And happy 10 years, Woo! Chris.
Woo!
10 years of podcasting.
That's crazy, right? It's 10 years is a long time when I put things in perspective. I spent 10 years in New York City. I've almost been out here for 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's like, for something, and I always go back to this, something I didn't want to do. It's funny how we're still doing it, right?
Yeah, you fought me about it. Yeah, exactly. So thank you. You know, some of you guys have been listening, guys and gals, have been listening for 10 years, which is insane when you think about that, too. You know what I mean? Like when I actually will get feedback from people. So thank you for everybody who's been listening for 10 years. I think our 10th actual anniversary is in what? March? April, May, mm-hmm. March. So, it's coming up, but you know, this is our 10th year. So geeking out, you know, when I talk about that and we talk about what we're geeking out on, 10 years of, don't forget, well, Towelite Talk, 10 years of that. Don't forget, Towel's been going around. This will be 13 years for that. So, geez,
that's really fun. That's really funny though when you think about it. Like, we did this start podcasting 2-3 years into DFAT, and when I look at the like the archives and the just how much stuff is there, you know, it's just like how DFAT has evolved into this. So it's great to see, and you know, we're still doing this.
That's it.
You know, this many years later. So good time.
This many years later. Yeah. So geeking out, I'm halfway through The Substance so far. This movie is great. See why it's winning awards. You need to watch it. I won't spoil it. Done with it. Huh?
What is it? The Substance?
Yeah. It's that Demi Moore movie where she just won that.
Right.
It's a horror comedy because it ain't serious. But yeah, it's good so far. And then also I just finished House of the Dragon season 1. It's a great show. And if it continues the way that it's going, I could see it being better than Game of Thrones, strictly because they don't have to deal with any of the problems that Game of Thrones had. Where sometimes you'd watch a season and be like, who is that? What are they doing again? This show is like, it's just the Targaryens. I know these groups of people. We're on this path. I already know all the other names because you already did a whole other show ago. So like, it's just very streamlined Game of Thrones. Okay. So, great. And I can't wait to watch season 2.
Someday.
Right. Tonight.
There you go. I just finished Castlevania Nocturne.
God damn it. Yeah.
And I will stand by my statement that it's as good or maybe better than the first series. I'll tell you that right now.
That's a crazy statement just because of the characters that we love from Symphony of the Night and just Castlevania.
No.
Dracula.
But that's one. But the characters from Symphony of the Night are in this show.
Yeah.
And so the original series is from Castlevania 3. And I'll just get nerdy like that because I've been doing all this Castlevania stuff. But
yeah.
And it's, I want you to watch it because I love that. I love that the first four seasons. And it, like, you know,
I've watched them numerous times. Yeah.
And when Warren Ellis left it, you know, it was kind of a big deal. And I think they finished it strong and they did a good job. But this jump and going to a new timeline, or not timeline, but time period, and Richter and Maria and these characters that, you know, we've known for, you know, as Castlevania fans who've played Symphony of the Night mostly, you know, it being the most predominant game of my life, you know, seeing that now is like really awesome. And they just, I don't even say much, but they up it. What else? I've gotten this G.I. Joe kick. My wife and I've been watching classic G.I. Joe at night, just banging out episodes of the 80s series. We started the movie last night. I wanted her to see that. But Energon is kicked up my fandom of that stuff. I just watched Venom 3 last night, which you know, going into it, I didn't really have any expectations, but I had fun watching it. I liked it. It was a fun movie, and you know, I like those movies for the most part. And then I watched Section 31 last night, which just came out Paramount Plus, the new made for TV Star Trek movie. And I'll say it's very much made for TV Star Trek movie.
Okay.
It's fun. Yes. Yeah. You know, some Star Trek fans would be like, this isn't Star Trek. It is. And it's not. And it, but it's cheesy, but it's also it's fun. It's like a Mission Impossible-esque type movie.
Nice.
Lots of action. But yeah, I had fun.
Hey, I'm in. I'm mm-hmm. ready.
Exactly. I think you'd like it. I think you'd like it.
That's it, man. And then going into some sad news, we lost one of the, I don't know, most prolific directors of our time, David Lynch. You know, he's done Mulholland Drive, just a weird director, Twin Peaks, of course. Like, I don't know what else to say other than David Lynch makes weird movies, but I like his weird movie.
Yeah, my dad's a big David Lynch fan. So I got into David Lynch at a very young age.
That makes sense.
The Elephant Man. That was one movie that I used to remember watching. We recorded it off TV and it was on VHS. So I remember like distinctly always watching it. And then of course, you know, the classic Dune, which is just a very interesting sci-fi movie.
That's something.
You know, but yeah, Twin Peaks, all at Mulholland Drive. But Lost Highway was another big one as well, because of, like, the Nine Inch Nails soundtrack. The
I was going to say, soundtrack, Blue Velvet, it's good. Like,
Blue Velvet,
it's
good.
So, you know, we'll just give a moment to respect David Lynch and all the things he created. All right, so let's get into some Marvel news. We have our Daredevil Born Again trailer, and new trailers, new footage, and is along that Daredevil, whatever Born Again season 2 is going to be filming at the time season 1 drops. So Charlie Cox confirmed that. What do you think about this Daredevilish news?
Devilish. Did you watched it?
No. Ugh. I don't want to. I don't need to.
Then what am I going to talk about?
You should watch the emotion it. That
because
you
there's
felt.
No spoilers and there's no like anything you've read online about this already was in that trailer without anything else besides bone snapping, bloodiness, and returns of characters that we knew were coming. So the biggest question is from this trailer is they make a statement like, and I'll tell you, I mean, the minor spoilage from the trailer is he had hung up his cowl for X amount of time because he crossed the line. And there's a lot of speculation out there. And we have, you know, about a month or so until this show drops. And it's been too long. And it's great to see that they decided to change direction on this. Like, yeah, you can embrace the She-Hulk stuff that happened. That's part of it. And I love that he was in Spider-Man and things like that. Because Daredevil should exist across all these comic book properties. But those Netflix shows changed how we looked at a comic book TV and comic book media like this in general, because it was just especially the first two seasons are just some of the best comic book material put out there. So I'm hoping that they can stay along the lines, keep up with all of this. And you know, I had hopes for Echo, which was okay, but it wasn't as much as they hyped it up. Right. But it's also an important story piece to all of this. So I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready to watch it. Bring it on. It's coming soon, right?
March.
10 Rings confirmed to be in the Vision show. That name's been bandied around. You know, remember when we heard about that and in Shang-Chi. So I'm glad that we're getting something back from that whole world that got created and then hasn't been touched again.
I mean, it has. you know, Iron Man 3 really like spun that a different way, you know.
No, I meant from and then Shang-Chi.
I understand. Since then. I understand. And then they actually went and said, "Yes, we're going to do it the right way and we'll split it off." Because Ben Kingsley is also that character is going to show up in another show. What was it, Wonder Man or something?
He's in Wonder Man. Yeah. Yeah.
So Trevor, you know, was people didn't like it. I liked that spin on the whole thing. But going back to that villain who was in Iron Man, that character's coming back for the Vision show. I don't even know what the guy's name is, but you know, I mean, let's get back to the comic book roots if that's what people are asking for. And let's start, you know, let's get back to basics for Marvel. And I'm hoping that the MCU gets a really solid start this year. Some good stuff. Good stuff coming.
I'm ready. I am ready. So, as well, I'm ready for these Godzilla crossover comics to continue. We've got a Godzilla versus Hulk as well as Godzilla versus Spidey. So, whatever. Honestly, and I don't say it in a dismissive way, more in a this is awesome, you know, just more of it. Keep bringing it. Gary Duggan's on the Hulk one, as he should be. This is exciting.
Yeah, there's also a lot of cool variants. I'm going with the Peach Momoko one, being a Japanese artist and one of my favorite artists. So I'm picking up those variants because there's a lot of cool ones, including like those like boxing poster ones that I spoke about last time. But yeah, I mean, keep going. I mean, there's a lot of Godzilla is alive and well in pop culture right now, and you can see it.
That's it. Going strong. So jumping over to the other side of the pond, we have a confirmation that the Batman 2 is coming in 2027, meaning they've got to pretty much start filming today. Close to it.
I don't know. Right? It's annoying, honestly, in a way. I mean, they could get it done. And I mean, it's not a lot of heavy CGI. It's not a lot of like post-production, wow. Right? You know,
we don't know. Clayface.
I don't think they're going to do it, man. They are making the Flanagan movie for the DC. The DC Studios movies on that side of the pond of the DC movies. The rumors are they're going to do something you'll never expect, which is they're saying. So I don't know. Whatever.
Mr. Freeze.
How long does it take to get this damn movie made when you just put out The Penguin and now we're like, oh, The Penguin 2 won't come out until after The Batman 2. So are you doing
really?
Something?
Really? 2028?
That's what they said.
Like, no one wants to wait 4 years between seasons of TV shows. Like,
right.
It doesn't work.
I mean, unless you just call it a special event thing, right? It's just...
Yes, but then you can't have a cliffhanger.
But The Batman and The Penguin is like... They told that story, and so it's like it's gonna happen. Well, whatever happens next is in the Batman 2. So,
right.
I don't need a Penguin season 2 quite yet, but it's, at the same time, I don't need to be waiting 2 years for the Batman when it was supposed to come out this year.
I think so. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Originally. So
I don't. Whatever. It's
whatever. I love it. It's coming,
and that's it.
It's coming. In great news, Jason Momoa. is cast as Lobo, in his introduction as the character will be in Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, which I believe should be filming very soon.
It's already filming. He put that picture out of Millie, whatever her name is, sitting in a chair, behind shot.
Okay.
Yeah, that production started.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I mean, perfect casting too. You know what we all said from the beginning and. Instead, we got Aquaman, but I don't mind him as Aquaman. Just this makes sense.
It's the role he was born to play.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Speaking of roles that people were also born to play, jumping over to Lanterns on TV, we have our Sinestro. Ulrich Thompson is cast as Sinestro on that TV show. You know, what's Sinestro doing? I don't know. Jack and shut, you know, stuff up. I'm sure.
No, it depends. Like, if he's already established as the as a bad guy at that point, or is he like? It depends on where they approach it, right? It's
yeah.
Because everybody's older. He could still be a good
guy. Yeah, yeah.
But then, I mean, we're looking at an older Guy Gardner. We're looking at an older Hal Jordan. So I don't, I don't know. It just really depends. But he could just show up randomly, and he's, hey, here's Sinestro. Like, I don't know. I feel like he's going to be a Green Lantern still, though.
Right. Which is fine. You know, whatever. I like that character in general. So good or bad, I'm happy. Good casting, too. So,
or he's the one that gets killed. Like, that would be kind of...
Dun, dun, dun. Which one is... What is this next one? Is it Creature Commandos?
Yeah, yeah. So James Gunn just made a statement because somebody asked him. Because when you watch Creature Commandos, they talk about what happened in those Suicide Squad, and though like the things that what happened to Rick Flag Jr. and things,
yeah, like, Peacemaker, like that.
Peacemaker,
stuff.
All of that stuff exists.
Yeah,
but it's not necessarily DC Studios canon. So just know that even if they talk about it, it happened, but not necessarily everything in that movie is can't like. So he's kind of loosely tying in his already made projects.
But interesting.
DC moving forward is true canon.
Okay, cool. And then finally, Free Comic Book Day, Superman Unlimited will reveal another absolute character, no. Right?
No, no. There's two separate things. There's a new Superman comic coming out called Superman Unlimited. It's by Dan Slott and Raphael Albuquerque. So there's that comic, which is going to be previewed. And then,
is this the first Dan Slott DC comic?
Might be. I'm not 100% sure, but he's been doing Marvel for so long that
I know it's been Spider-Man forever.
Exactly. But we will also get an introduction, which we were just talking about in our chat, you know, about when the next absolute character will get introduced, and that's when it'll be. So I'll have to go to Free Comic Book Day this year for sure.
There you go. Exactly. As you should.
You should.
As you should. All right. We got some news from a galaxy far, far away. The first one, this is a hard one. You know, Rory McCann's going to be replacing Ray Stevenson for Ahsoka season 2. Balin Skull, the character's great, and Ray Stevenson did an amazing job, and I'm sure it threw them all for a loop as to what to do with the character. Does he continue? Does he not? And now we do have this replacement. Good actor. I like Rory McCann. He was the Hound. Like, yeah. he's fantastic.
Yeah, it's one of the best characters on Game of Thrones for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Honestly. Just like Balin Skull, I would be really disappointed if they didn't continue that storyline, because it has so many ties into like what they established in the Clone Wars. And like, yeah. I like exploring other sides of the Force besides just Jedi and Sith. And we know there's a lot of in between. And so it'll be interesting to see where they go with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. As I'm also excited about this possible Mandalorian and Grogu news that Embo would be the villain. Take this as a, you know, grain of salt. We really don't know that the story is supposed to be revolving around Rhoda the Hutt, and, you know, something like a Clone Wars episode is going to be happening here. But what do you think of this?
I would bet money that Embo shows up in it if it's already been talked about. It's Dave Filoni character, awesome, like fan favorite character from the Clone Wars.
Yeah,
just
and you already shot your wad with Cad Bane, so you might as well take another popular.
Yeah, I mean the design's cool.
Cool
hat and throwing hats and stuff. So
yeah,
I think that would be really cool in live action. I could see it definitely happening.
So we'll see. We will absolutely keep you posted. Now, the comic book world post Return of the Jedi, we're finally seeing some more going into the New Republic era. Are you excited about this, that we're finally making these steps towards that 30, you know, maybe it's like 25 year gap now? Alex Segura is on it with Phil Noto. Like, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. When Disney launched it, they put out the Aftermath trilogy, which was great. And then they made the sequels, and then they just kind of left it alone. I don't know. I think it's because in the Expanded Universe, they spent so long developing the New Republic that they wanted to do other things. They wanted to do the opposite. But then they ended up doing, you know, some of the same shit they did in the EU, like bringing Palpatine back 100 times. I am reading the 12-part series right now that leads up to the Battle of Jakku, which has been really great. And I really enjoyed it because I had kind of fallen off the other Star Wars titles because it was all like that micro area between Empire and Jedi. It was a lot of cool stuff in there, but it was a lot. I'd like that they've focused on this 12-part series with three separate little chapters within each. And it's been good. And I'm really excited to see that this, when this ends, they're going to continue post-Jakku, which was basically the end of the Empire. And that's where like the Aftermath trilogy ends. That's where this comic book series ends. And when they first introduced The Force Awakens, you know, Jakku was right there in the center of it. So, yeah, I want to see more New Republic because we've seen some books closer to The Force Awakens that exist with the New Republic. But what else has happened during that time?
Yeah, I'm excited. And it's too bad it's called Star Wars number one again, because that just gets redundant. But
yeah, it is Star Wars.
Ryan Gosling could be in talks for the new Sean Levy Star Wars movie. Sean Levy, fresh off of freaking Deadpool and Wolverine, and, you know, having his own bits and parts in Stranger Things. Like, what do you think about Ryan Gosling and him teaming up?
I'll tell you, bringing in great actors does a franchise good. I'll tell you that Jude Law and Skeleton Crew was amazing.
Yeah, great, great.
Speaking of that, that just ended. That was a great show.
Yeah, I forgot about. Yeah, it was great. We loved it.
Mm-hmm. So I love Ryan Gosling. I think that he would fit in well if they can find a good character for him to play. I just want to know kind of more about this, what the project is, and that they actually go through with it.
Yeah, that's most. And speaking of things that they may or may not go through with, Daisy Ridley's new Star Wars movie, they enlist Ocean's 12, just as a reminder, is the worst Oceans. George Nelfi is the writer on that one and brought in, but he's also done Bourne Ultimatum,
right?
So,
right,
which is good.
I mean, when the other Oceans movies are so good, like, sorry,
yeah,
it's tough. Is it horrible or is it just not as good? Right. That's anyways,
I guess it depends. Well, he also directed the Adjustment Bureau, which I didn't realize. And that's a really good, that's a good movie. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Listen, writing and those directing, you never know what the studio's doing. You know what I mean? Like, who knows what Chris Lord and Phil Miller's Han Solo movie would have been. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes sure. I wish we would have seen it. Like, we just don't know.
I would debate that another day. Anyways.
Okay, it's fair enough. All right, so you already mentioned this as far as the Star Trek news went, but Section 31 is out, and you loved it.
I didn't love it.
Yeah, you liked it.
I liked it. It does open up possibilities for continuation, I'll put it that way. And
okay.
There's a neat surprise, so watch it.
Good, good. Yeah, so that's out on Paramount Plus now if you have that or you need to get it. And then finally, in crowd sorcery news, we have a couple of projects, both of them actually from our friends at Bad Bug. But the first one is Horus and Hell, issues 1 through 3. This is about a pink rabbit from hell who kind of gets into a lot of trouble. Kind of like an homage to those crazy evil Ernie and those kind of comics back in the day in the 90s. So this is a good series. And like, again, it's been going on for 3 issues, and we'll leave the link for that in there. And it is funded, but you can always overfund them. Wow, they actually did very well so far. They have 16 days left to go. That's wild. And then finally, we have Fangers. This is their vampire series. And this is issues 1 to 2 of this. This one's got 2 weeks to go. And this one comes with a bunch of different variant covers and collectible pins. And if you're into vampire comedy, horror, with a little sexiness thrown in, Fangers is for you.
For me?
For you, Chris.
Probably, huh? Right? Specifically.
Yeah. So we'll leave the links for the Crowd Sorcery projects in the show notes, and we will head to commercials, and we'll be right back.
DFAT Comics is the publishing branch of DontForgetATowel.com, the only place to travel geekly. Focusing on creator-owned and independent titles like Hollowed, Pursuit of Plastic, and Fairy, and many more. DFAT Comics will be a mix of genres appealing to every kind of reader. Join the new source of comic book entertainment with DFAT Comics.
There the bugger is. She's a big one, ain't she? Oi! Over 20 points of articulation, great sculpting, and look at the paint job on her!
We've been looking all over for this one.
Let's get them in our sights and end this hunt now.
All right.
Steady now.
Got him!
It's the Pursuit of Plastic.
Listen to the podcast from the creators of DontForgetATowel.com. Geek out about toy news, hunting, and histories on your favorite collectibles.
From the far reaches of the galaxy to an internet location near you, we're DontForgetATowel.com, your daily source for geeky pop culture news, reviews, interviews, and so much more. So as you're hitchhiking your way through the universe, don't forget to travel safe, and don't forget a towel.
And we're back, and we're going into Pursuit of Plastic. The first thing up, you know, Masters of the Universe has been doing a lot of crossovers lately. Transformers. What else did they do? Turtles. Wrestling. Turtles. And next up is Thundercats. I mean, good articulation, cool design schemes. Like, what's your thought here?
I find it kind of interesting because it doesn't, like, scream out. Besides that Skeletor Mummer one, which I want, mm-hmm. It doesn't really scream out much of, like, a crossover.
Right.
Like Turtles did. But at the same time.
Yeah.
Right. At the same time, all you're getting right now are, like, Super 7 accurate, cartoon accurate figures for collectors. Now, this is giving you some Thundercat figures at a good price, which, funny thing about this series, it looks like you can do classic Thundercats look, or you can kind of do like a Motu inspired look for the characters.
Yeah.
So it'll be cool for those Thundercat fans who want to get their hands on some action figures that are, you know, they do look, you know, they're definitely Motu-esque character looking characters. So I'm excited about this because I love both franchises, and it'll be cool to see what else they come up with.
Yeah, exactly. And then jumping over to Lego, their next collaboration is with One Piece. And this is specifically the Netflix series. So maybe someday they'll do one with the cartoon or the manga that's been going on since 97. But for right now, this is for the live action. I'm still excited. I love the live action. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I have not watched any of it, and I don't know if I'll expose myself to it. With as much stuff that's on my
You will love it.
On my list. I know. And that's why I'll probably just watch the Netflix one and do myself that favor. And so, yeah, these Legos are definitely more geared towards you if you were going to collect anything like that. And, you know, cool. I'm glad that Lego's reaching out into the, you know, into the IP world and getting all of this stuff. Another one I don't know if we've talked about was the rumor about the Star Trek license that they may have picked up. And there's like a Lego icon, whatever that idea is. Not ideas anymore, but whatever, the black box one of the Enterprise D coming
the
up this
USC,
year.
The USC, the Ultimate Collector Series?
That or... I forget what it is. They're all behind me. I can't read them from this far away. But, you know, the adult sets, but Enterprise D might be coming out with all of our favorite next generation minifigures as a set. So it would be really cool to see. I love that Lego's, like I said, getting their hands on these licenses and making cool sets.
Me too. Excited for it. So we'll talk about those reveals once they come out. So before we get into comic book news, one huge piece of comic book news was that Diamond, the biggest distributor of comics across the world, went bankrupt. So there are some other alternatives like Lunar. I know they're part of it, and there's a couple other ones, but Diamond is like the big dog. COVID started splintering things, but. You know, what do you think of this? Because, like, it seems like the writing's kind of been on the wall for a long time, too.
Honestly, I think bankruptcy is bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a way for them to fire people, to get rid of debts, and then to reestablish themselves again. This is what corporations do. This is what these people in power do. They declare bankruptcy more than once sometimes just to get rid of their debts. So I don't, especially a company like Diamond that has questionable practices in the past, and the monopoly on the industry, that an industry that's making so much money now, like none of it makes sense to me. I just feel like it's a way for them to clean up. So I don't trust it.
All right. So, I mean, hey, listen, do I think that couldn't happen? No, I absolutely think it could happen. So we'll see what this means for the future of comic book distribution, if anything, right? But either way, we'll find out. Stay tuned. So in comic book news, first up, Ghostbusters news. What did you have here, Chris?
Oh, so Ghostbusters is getting a new...
Dark Horse comic.
Yes, series. A new Dark Horse comic.
Okay, Ghostbusters Dead Man's Chest. Okay, so, yeah, that's coming out fairly soon. David Boer is going to be writing on it. He also did Ghostbusters Back in Town, and then art by Aviv Orr and Chris Peter. So, yeah, okay, awesome. New Ghostbusters.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think Ghostbusters is it's a great franchise since we were kids, and it needs to stay around and keep making more stuff.
That's it. So stay tuned. May 21st is the release date on that. G.I. Joe Silent Missions. This is pretty cool. This is a 5-part series that's going to be coming out every Wednesday in April, and it's a bunch of series of one-shots, which is pretty great.
Yeah, just to say that it is part of the Energon universe with Skype. And so they did this. I believe they did this kind of like initiative a long time ago as well. So this is also kind
they
of
did
a homage to that. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's a really cool way to do it. I've been wondering how they were going to expand. Like they did those the mini series for Cobra Commander, Duke, Scarlet, and Destro. Then they launched the main title, and now this is a really cool way without having to do a full mini series or anything like that about each of these characters. Just do a one shot and tell the stories of these cool characters. There's so many G.I. Joe characters,
you know,
that we want to know about. So, and this leaves the door open to like countless one shots. So. This is great.
This is really, what I've come really here for this. I mean, Energon Universe is like one of the greatest things to happen to our childhood.
Yes.
Yes, because yeah. I'm talking to kids at school where I work about those comics, and then like talking about G1 Transformers again and all of the stuff that's just permeated pop culture for the last 40 years. And like we grew up in the time of when real pop culture was launched, and what inspired all of us to be geeks and really built this new generation. You know, it's just, it's awesome, and I'm really excited for it.
I love it. Love it. So stay tuned for those coming out in April. Now this is a weird one. Robo Wolf is coming out also from Dark Horse. This is a new kind of dark comedy that's action comedy. That's a mix of what they're saying. If you smash Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with RoboCop, all the 90s flair that you could ever ask for. And this is by Jake Smith, who worked on Blood Force Trauma and Godzilla War for Humanity.
And he's doing all duties.
I saw that. So, yeah, you know, this is something where if you get your dreams, you know, you work hard enough, your dreams come true and you get to release your own creepy 90s comic, and it looks great, and I'll be pre-ordering it. I saw it on TFAW. Now I know what it actually is. I didn't know we were going to talk about it on the show today.
Of course we're. Look at it.
There we go. Things from the 90s coming back. Captain Planet. He's coming back from David Papos, who was on Space Ghost from Dynamite. This is going to be a new Dynamite comic. Don't know much. Do not know how he's coming back. Don't know any of that stuff. Don't know the story. All I know is we're gonna go along for this ride, and we're gonna see what happens, man.
Yeah, and he's got a great beard now. So it really brings him into this new generation. So seeing how the Earth is now, I'm sure he's gonna be really pissed off when he gets here. So maybe it'll be more like the Don Cheadle Captain Planet attitude.
Well, I see. Yeah, I think so too. I see Wheeler. Like Wheels, I don't know. It looks like they updated the kids too. So we'll see how this comic book goes. Godzilla continues its rampage throughout America. This time it's Godzilla versus America fighting LA. But not really, because all proceeds from this comic book are going to benefit shops that are impacted by the wildfires. So this is really, really great. In October, IDW will be putting this out, and just fantastic to help the people who have been affected by those wildfires in LA.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. This is part of an ongoing, one-shot series, because the first one is available right now, and I think it launched as Godzilla versus Chicago. So it'll be going on a countrywide tour and smashing and Godzillaing everything. So,
yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. And then, Chris, you wrote this one, the final piece of comic book news here.
Yeah. So Berserk is coming back, and everybody's been waiting patiently to know when the new chapter would be coming out. So it's launching in February in Young Animal, which is a Japanese publication. It'll be chapter 379. With writer Kuji Mori and the Gaga artists. I don't know who they are, but they're working hard to finish and work on their Kentaro Miura's epic story, which was left on a cliffhanger. So it's good to see it back. I showed you my book ends the other day that just came in. That was all my beautiful. Berserk.
Badass.
Very cool. Very big.
There you go. All right. So jumping over to TV news, streaming news. Dexter's on fire right now. So not only do we have Dexter, what is it? First Blood or something? right? That's a good name for it, because it's when he first starts killing. I think that's a great name.
That's great. I laughed because of This kid the other day was like, he was in my office, and he was like on his computer. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm watching Rambo. I'm like, what? You watching Rambo? I was like, which one? First Blood?
Yeah.
It's funny. So, this kid's like, you know about that?
I said, no. Of course. I was raised.
Of course I know.
So young Dexter has a series going on right now, and apparently that's been going really good. And then we also have Dexter Resurrection that will follow this, which is kind of like a bookend to the prequel series, which is kind of wild. And then we also will be having Dexter Trinity Killer spinoff. So John Lithgow supposedly is back in that, which is kind of wild to see that character, which is one of the most evil villains of all TV history, returned to TV.
Agreed. I don't even when I stopped watching Dexter. It was a long time ago, so I should maybe get caught up on that. Did enjoy it.
Yeah, Dexter's great. Dexter's great, and I'm glad it's continuing on. Also continuing on, Last of Us Season 2. We got a little tease at that. April, it is releasing on there. You know what I have to do, which I won't be able to do, but I would like to, is finish that video game before the next season, because it's going to spoil the game, you know?
Yep. I know. Maybe that's exactly what I should play next.
Actually, you should. We should both buckle down and just finish it. I'm like halfway through. I don't know why. Yeah. I got depressed when it came out during COVID, and I was like, I'm not playing this.
That's really it. I mean, I'm only playing Lords of Shadow right now, so I could put that down. It's good. Good consideration. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to put down.
It's hard to put down. And then finally, we got a little trailer at House of Asher, which is the spinoff series from Spartacus. It looks like we're back in that world, and it's all that matters to me. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. So can't wait.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Jumping over to movies. Christopher Nolan's next is The Odyssey. He wants to shoot this with new IMAX technology, not using CGI. I don't even know what that means. I don't know if that's true either. I don't know if that's just like a meme that's going around right now, but like, I don't know. It's Christopher Nolan.
I saw an Odyssey movie without CGI. It was called Oh Brother, We're Out Thou. this is an awesome cast, and more people are enjoying it every day. It will be his most expensive film to date, he says. And that's without CGI?
I don't know. It's during the Greek time. I don't know, man.
Is he gonna, genetically engineer like harpies and Krakens and things like that? Like,
this is
gonna happen.
Nolan. This is Nolan.
Exactly. Yeah. If anybody can make it happen, he'll make it happen.
That's it. Speaking of making it happen, we finally have it. Happy Gilmore 2. Adam Sandler is back. You know, he signed that deal with Netflix, which just keeps getting sweeter for him. So later on this year, everyone's back. Honestly, everyone's coming.
Yeah. Shooter. So,
yeah, Shooter's back.
Scissor's back. Oh, wait, no. Scissor's right down the road here. Every time I drive by it.
So very excited to see what happens with Happy Gilmore 2. This is weird. Robert Eggers apparently is going to be doing a Labyrinth sequel. I'm going to take that back. It's weird. But also, at the same time, Chris Columbus is going to be producing it. Yeah. So, like, it's a studio movie, which he hasn't really done yet. So I'm very curious as to what this is going to be like.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was trying to figure out what I was going to watch last night. I was like...
Did you rent it?
No, I didn't. I had credits, so I got that Venom movie for free, but no, because I know it's going to be on Peacock within the next month, you know, for free.
Yeah,
so I'll wait till then, and I'm just been hesitant to watch it anyways. So this has been actually kind of in the rumor mill for a long time. I had it as the rumor before they just announced it was official the other day, so it'll be cool.
Yeah Exactly. I'm super excited about that. Okay, so Sony is producing a Horizon Zero Dawn film, as well as Helldivers. Now, we went into Uncharted thinking horrible things. And despite, you know, Ratchet and Clank, I like that movie. A lot of people don't. I'm not going to go and poo-poo on this yet. Now, Horizon Zero Dawn being one of my favorite franchises, we'll see what that means, though.
Yeah, I'm done pooping on stuff until I watch it, honestly.
Yeah. Good idea, Chris.
Yeah, then I can poop on it all I want.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, I'd love to see a Horizon Zero Dawn movie.
Yeah.
How much money that cost to make, but
Sounds
a great idea. I mean, it's a great story. The only thing I have to say about Helldivers is that we should be playing that game.
Yeah, actually, we probably should be playing that sometime. I agree with that. Absolutely couldn't agree more. All right, so I feel like we say this, we've been doing this for 12 years, 10 years? No, 10 years for this. So I feel like we constantly are talking about Resident Evil.
Oh, no, let's talk about rebooted. The other thing first.
Yeah, I know, I jumped over.
It's okay. Because I was going to be like, are you talking about when we used to write reviews of the Grimm Show?
No, my screen froze. So I was like, oh, jump over. All right, we can talk about this. Grimm is back. You used to watch the show. I used to watch the show. Then I gave up because it got boring. But it looks like it's coming back in at least... What is this? Made-for-TV movies are back now?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Why not? Right? I mean, it's like...
Cheap.
Don't make a whole series. Don't waste the time. Yeah. Make a movie if it's popular enough. Then you can spin it off into a show if you want to. Or whatever else you want to do. You know, so... well, these one-offs are great. What's her name? Elizabeth... Whatever.
Lois.
Yeah, exactly. She just got done with that. And like, I didn't like her character in Grimm at all. It was like, I always hated her.
I did not either.
And then she became Lois. I was like, oh, she's great Lois. So
yeah.
I liked that show a lot. And I think it was good. It was good for TV.
It was good for TV. Yes. All right. So Godzilla X Kong sequel is coming, of course. The movie that came out last year made a ton of money. We've already got some casting news here. Caitlin Dever is going to be lined up to be in it. She was in Booksmart, which is really good. So is No One Will Save You. That was really good. She's a good actress. Oh, I forgot. She's Abby in Lost of Us Season 2.
Oh.
So.
There you got me on that one.
Yep. And then there's a little bit of news that the humans will have a bigger role in the sequel. Sure.
No.
Sure.
Have you watched Godzilla X Kong yet?
I haven't. But you then know, when they read things like this, I doubt it.
No. Godzilla X Kong, big screen movie, kaiju. The TV show, human show.
Yeah.
Like, that is very much... the difference, the stark difference of what people want to see on the big screen.
Yes.
Kaiju's fighting kaiju. Yes. I don't want to go watch a human based story.
No.
About, like, don't never go have. Too far. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's what the first Godzilla movie was. It was good, but it ain't. Like, I like it. But, and people don't like some of this newer one, but I love that new movie. It's so good. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Same. So I agree.
You haven't seen it. Go watch it so we can talk about it.
I'm saying I agree with just Kong and no more humans. All right. Now I'll get back to my Resident Evil news. There's a new one coming out. Zach Krieger is set to tackle it. He's the Barbarian filmmaker. He's supposed to write and direct it. So, I don't know.
You know what I do want to watch? Is I want to watch that George Romero documentary about Resident Evil and how he almost made it. That's what I want to watch. That's out right now. And I would love to have seen like what they originally wanted to do before it got crazy with Paul S. Anderson, whatever his name is. Which of those movies are
I like the just show.
Fun. And people hated that show.
I know.
So it's like, what do people want? You know, like that was much more Resident Evil than that movies. In most of the movies. And I love Barbarian. You know, so that style of creepiness and mystery and thriller.
Yeah. I mean, hey, listen, whatever. We'll see. I'm not opposed to the franchise having more things out there. I like the franchise. I think they can keep doing stuff with it.
For sure.
And speaking of franchises, I really also love Vampire Survivors is not slowing down. We're getting cross-save functionality across all platforms, which is insanity. That's amazing. Yeah. Possibly a movie.
So I put this at the end of the movie thing because it's also going to lead into video games because there's,
yeah,
as you said, there's a plethora of
Vampire Survivor
stuff coming.
Yeah. A movie. Yeah, so movie, like, I don't know. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, it was when you play as Vampire Survivors, and it's funny because I hadn't played Castlevania games in so long, so I didn't remember a lot. When you go and you actually look at all the weapons and everything they designed for it, it is so heavily based on Castlevania that if they give us a Castlevania-esque movie, that's Vampire Survivors, I don't care. Like, bring it on. I am so excited for something like this that with the money they've made on this and the fan base they have, like, it could be epic.
Yeah, exactly. And they get the money to do it. It'll be epic. Yep. So, Vampire Survivors is not slowing down and just kind of continuing on to that as we go into video games. One other thing with Vampire Survivors is that they're doing some sort of adjacent collaboration with indie developers. Two of them are greenlit, two of them are kind of been replaced, and two of them are new. So what does that mean? It means that at least the development team is not slowing down and there will be more collaborations. I'm excited. Everything that they've done, like you've talked about the Castlevania expansion especially, is like they've just keep making great stuff.
The thing about that Castlevania expansion would be very difficult to ever match. It's like, it's a game within itself. The size of it alone. And it's the same price as the other DLCs, which is just amazing.
Right.
But Poncle, whatever, the company is also working on another game, right? So that's very exciting to see what they're going to come up with. Will it be, you know, something as viral as Vampire Survivors? Will it be, you know, what will it be?
Maybe.
Yeah, so we'll see. Very excited.
Yeah, I can't wait. Whatever they decide to do, keep it going. All right, Nintendo, finally, after months and months and months of rumors and hints and everything else, we finally got our look at the Switch 2. It's bigger. It's Chris is clearly bored. What is going on right now?
No, you can continue, and then I'll.
No, what are your thoughts?
I just go buy a Steam Deck unless you have kids. I'm sorry, but this, like, there's nothing. This is like the PS5, whatever they just put out.
Portal
Pro or whatever. A useless middle system. Like the Switch has done so well that, like, you went and you just improved a little bit. Like, it's not innovative. It's not anything
special.
But
does it have to be?
It does when you live in a world of Steam Decks and PC things and PC handhelds that are doing the job times 100. When Nintendo games cost $70 a piece for games that are, like, 5, 6, 10 years old. When I can buy... I get those games for free on my Steam Deck a lot of the time because now Nintendo's doing all these outside IPs and stuff like that. So you're not doing anything like, okay, I can play Jedi Survivor on my Switch now. Okay.
I think.
Thanks, Nintendo. I'm done with it. Like it was a great handheld system and then Steam Deck came out. So as an adult, I don't care anymore. I'm not buying one. I've bought every Nintendo system for the last, I don't even know how many decades now.
I will absolutely end up getting one.
Of course, you have a child.
But it's not even that. It's the fact that, like, it's Nintendo. It's what, the products.
You're going to pick up the game. You're going to pick up a game and you're going to not play it ever again. That's what it is, man. Like, they're
Zelda?
Not.
Zelda? Tears of the Kingdom?
I've never, like those games. But that's,
you just chose not to.
I haven't gone back.
I know.
Multiple
Listen,
times.
Listen, I'm not going to, your argument is the.
I'll go emulate all of those games.
Is the Steam Deck the best portable gaming system probably ever? Probably. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to argue about that, especially for the price. Like, could I not play a Mario game and then get it emulated and probably run fine on an older Steam Deck? You know, probably, because Nintendo doesn't make heavy processing games. I'm just saying, for proprietary software, Nintendo, like, the jump between a PlayStation 4 and 5 has at this moment been negligible.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? Why? Hey. I think we're good with the new one.
Okay. Yeah. I think that I will not buy it, and because I laughed and I posted on every Nintendo post I could, like, go buy a Steam Deck, because this is not this does not impress me. There's nothing new here. Thank you for making it bigger, and now it's like, that's actually what I liked about my Switch. It's a little bit, it's smaller than my Steam Deck, so.
No,
so my Switch has been sitting in my drawer, my bedside drawer, with my old ass Castlevania games on it, and now it's dead. It has been charged in weeks. So think about that.
oh my gosh. All right. So last thing of the show, you and I have been playing a lot of Magic the Gathering. And
we have.
We have. So Innistrad just came out, the remastered. If you haven't seen that yet, go to your local game store, because it is out. And you can also pre-order Aether Drift, which is something that you and I have been looking at the preview cards the past few days. And they did their big reveal for this next Planes and its vehicles. And are you excited? Are you not? What are you thinking?
First off, it cracks me up every time. We're like, I'm just going to skip this one. It's not really doing anything for me. And then all of a sudden, it does. And it's like, I'm going to buy all of this stuff. I'm going to buy the whole booster box and go to the store and play. And yes, but I've been excited for this set because I love vehicles. And I playing Kamigawa and having a lot of those vehicles, Outlaw Junction, having the mounts, it makes a lot of sense for this. Plus, a lot of the cards in this are doing a lot for other sets and tie into a lot of the decks that I've built. Not to mention like the Akira homages and the other stuff we're going to see. And it goes across multiple planes, which is a lot of fun. I like that there's only two commanders. I think sometimes they flood that, and both commanders look really good as far as playability and cards in it and what I can use them, like I said before, for other decks I've built. So I'm really excited for it. I've got a lot of stuff pre-ordered for it.
Yeah, this was a set that I was completely just ready to skip, didn't care about. I had no desire.
I know. That's hence my assholiness at the beginning of this little talk here. Because I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Because it's great, because like we've become completely obsessed with this game.
Also, is that great? I don't know if that's great enough.
That's life, my friend. It's better than crack cocaine, I think.
It might be more expensive.
Fine. At least
we're not killing ourselves, you know, in that way. Anyway, so point is... Yeah, Magic the Gathering is taking over, and Aether Drift is coming out soon. So we don't get too political on this show, but I will say that we are on Blue Sky, and we may not be on any other platforms going forward. We'll discuss it and get back to you. But you can find, what is it on Blue Sky now? I guess you'd get this question anyways, end of the show.
Chris? So it's too much to really spout out there because I'm not really sure how those user tags work, but I will put a link to it in the show notes. But yeah, you can find us in the social media world on Blue Sky and some others at this point at DFATENT. And tell I talk, all of that stuff. We'll have it all figured out once the smoke clears.
That's it. This is Casey saying, go read your comics.
And this is Chris saying, don't forget a towel.